To the book of Matthew. If you don't have a Bible, I'm going to be reading and you're just welcome to follow along. In the message today, we're going to break it up into different parts and we're going to sing carols as we move through today. But we're going to be basically just looking at the Christmas message, of course. One thing we could pray for even as we close today, I got an email in regard to Voice of the Martyrs. Probably some of you get those emails. And the first heading said, Vietnam, authorities crack down on Christmas Eve events. Well, I want to begin with a story today in regard to Vietnam and a Christmas some time ago. 24 prisoners were freezing in their tattered clothes. They were huddled together to celebrate Christmas Day by singing carols and just reading a few verses that they'd been able to copy down from a Bible that they'd had for just a few minutes. This was a Christmas that none of them would ever forget. Physically, they were skin and bones. Some of them had been separated from their families for seven years by a cruel enemy. Some were weak and sick and unable to stand. As they sang together and read the Bible account, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. As they read those words, God's peace settled on them. And yet burning in their memories was a time 1 year before the authorities had burst in on their meeting and those that were leading in prayer were beaten and the rest were locked away for 11 months in 1 by 2 meter cells. But on this Christmas Eve, as at other times, they were not afraid of torture or even possible death. As they sang their favourite carol, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Tears rolled down their cheeks as their minds were transported back to 2,000 years ago when a babe laid down his sweet head. They forgot their wounds and hunger and pain. And they gave prayers of thanks, as we have done today, for their families, for the Lord who came for them, and for their nation. Prayers of thanks? Yes. The North Vietnamese guards did not disturb them, but looking up at the barred windows, they wished they had noticed how triumphant they were that day. The virgin birth is a story of man's cruelty. Remember how Herod sent all his men out and so many of those babes up to 2 years old were killed around that time. And they continued in a similar conditions of cruelty. How our human race has fallen from the perfection that God planned for us. How we have turned from submitting our lives to Him. How we have lusted for power and control of others as a human race. But as hope, joy and triumph burst into what could have been a depressing, cruel cell, it was so much like what the Lord Jesus did in breaking into the midst of suffering and cruelty and sorrow as he stepped in as the Son of God. He eclipsed forever the depths of our human despair, and out of death gives us the gift of God's love and forgiveness and eternal life. What tragedy, though, that the prison guards on that day missed the Lord Jesus. Whatever they might have been preoccupied with, the guards missed the presence of the Saviour as a number met in his name. How equally sad and terribly tragic when we are so preoccupied that we forget all the spiritual blessings that God has given us and we forget to appreciate the ways in which we should be thankful. As we can see from this story, Jesus Christ can make all the difference to the world, all the difference to our individual lives, yes, even in a stinking North Vietnamese prison cell. It would be good to consider from the story of the virgin birth the difference that Christ does make this morning to savour the Saviour and to be thankful. To be thankful of all days. As we read through the story of Christ's miraculous birth in Matthew and Luke and John, we're going to discover a number of ways that Christ makes the difference to each of our lives and will want to give thanks. Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he saved us from our sins. For this we praise him. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Anyone who maintains they have no sin cannot be saved. Jesus only saves sinners. Now our lifesavers patrol our beaches and they save people from drowning. Jesus saves people from sin. The lifesavers will only save those that they recognize are drowning. Maybe someone puts up their hand or they can see they're struggling. And similarly, Jesus only saves those who will admit their sin. Jesus was born to be Savior. And it is the most repeated fact about him at the time of his birth. Zacharias, Jesus' uncle, made much of Jesus as Savior. And an old man, Simeon, when he saw the baby at 6 weeks of age, said about him in Luke 2 and verse 30, for my eyes have seen your salvation. And similarly, a prophetess Anna spoke, it says in Luke 2:38, of him to all those who looked for redemption or salvation in Israel. Anyone who is saved from sin has new life and the hope of heaven. I am so glad of the day when I was willing to admit to the Lord that I was a sinner, and so I have new life in him. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and dying for me. You have made all the difference to my life. We're going to sing hymn 87, Joy to the World. We're going to sing verses just to our lives because in him we saw God in the flesh. And for this, seeing God in the flesh, we are in awe and worship. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 22 says, for all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. When Jesus Emmanuel was born, it was God present with us. As we look at Jesus through the recorded history and read about him, we see God in the flesh. John, 40 years after seeing the Lord Jesus, was still in awe, and he wrote in John chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And in verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That is, Jesus, who is himself God, has shown us what God is like. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have seen God's wisdom, and we've seen God's power. We've seen his mercy. We've seen his grace. We've seen God's wisdom. God's love and justice and holiness, and all this has been visible in the person of Jesus Christ. Consider twins, identical twins. That's right, they're identical. Same looks, same mannerisms, same personality. Well, almost. But Jesus Christ is fully God. If you've seen Jesus Christ, you've seen the Father. What a great help that is to us, for God is spirit, and we wouldn't really understand what he was like except Jesus Christ has fleshed that out for us. And because we know what he's like, we know that he is always good. If something is truly bad in your life, it is not of God. It might be of man and his sin. It might be of the wicked one and his opposition to God, his rebellion against God. But if it's not good, it's not God. We know what God is like through Jesus Christ. And Lord, for that we thank you. Christ makes all the difference to our lives, three, because he is our King. For this we greatly rejoice. Matthew 2 and verse 1 says, Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who was born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. And verse 6 adds, For you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel. Who will shepherd my people Israel. He is the shepherd king. That means this king cares for his flock. What that means for you and me is that we have the protection and the provision of the shepherd king. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 adds, For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ, who is Messiah, the Lord. The servant king, the shepherd king, who is our precious Lord. The kings of the earth exercise tyranny. Our king exercises tenderness. And that makes all the difference. We're going to sing Joy to the World, hymn 87, verses 1 and 4. Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he brings joy. For this we are so glad. If you're following in your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and we'll begin at verse 8. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And though the Lord Jesus has now returned to heaven, he sheds abroad in our hearts joy through his Holy Spirit. That made all the difference to me. There was a time in my life when I constantly thought about suicide. But the single greatest change that came to my life when I trusted Christ as my Savior from sin was joy. It's a joy that has never left me. Of course, it's been up and down as it is in your lives. But it's a joy in the Savior that has never left. I thank him for giving me life and purpose and hope, which I did not have before that. Lord, you have done great things for me. Number 5, Christ makes all the difference in our lives because he brings peace. For his peace, we are truly grateful. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Men search for peace in their hearts, and they search for peace for their countries if at all they are war. Jesus Christ makes all the difference. Though when I became a Christian, I found joy immediately. Peace is something that has only gradually come to me and is coming to me over the decades. But I know his peace is real, for when I trust him, I know his peace. They yelled Eureka when they found gold. I yell Eureka when I find God's peace. We're going to sing. The Prince of Peace is he. 6. Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he brought light. Thank you, Lord. As we mentioned, it was 6 weeks after Christ's birth that Simeon saw the baby Jesus. And he said in Luke chapter 2 and verse 30, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. I can say, when you're in darkness, light makes all the difference. And that is the kind of difference that Jesus Christ makes to our lives. It's like coming to the Saviour is like going from night to day. Lord, now we thank you. How we thank you for your truth, your purpose and your direction, that you have shed your light into our hearts. We're going to sing, Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he is the test of men's hearts, and we can only say, Lord, you do all things well. Luke 2 and verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Jesus Christ is the test of human hearts. Either you love him or you don't. If you love him, you are destined to rise. And if you don't, you are destined to fall. In mercy, God enabled me to see who the child in the manger really was, and I'm convinced many of you also. I've come to love him, and that has made all the difference to my life. It changed my career. It changed the person who I married. He is everything to me. And today, I'm glad to tell anyone who will listen. Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he makes us part of his family. You want to be a child of God? All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. Let's turn to the Gospel of John for those who are following in their Bibles. Gospel of John in chapter 1, verse 11. It says, He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Christ is my brother. God is my father. And all who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior are my brothers and sisters. And we're here this morning because we're family. And we've come to honor our elder brother and our father. Lord Jesus, thank you for the right to be part of the family of families, the family of God. That makes all the difference to our pilgrimage on planet Earth. We're going to sing hymn 90. Jesus Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he reveals the fullness of grace and truth. Lord, we praise you, for this is good and right. John chapter 1 and verse 14, which we quoted in part earlier, says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Truth came through Moses, but mere truth is as hard as flint. And just pure grace is kind of sloppy as a jellyfish. But grace and truth in all its fullness is absolutely beautiful. And it was there in Jesus Christ. How grateful I am for his grace that I would understand that he would give salvation to me. And how grateful I am for his truth, which shows us the way to go and the way to live. When John thought about the Word becoming flesh, he thought full of grace and truth. For his life, we praise God. And we end where we began. Jesus Christ makes all the difference to our lives because he was the sacrifice for our sins. And Lord, we rejoice in you always. John 1 and verse 29 says, The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The shadow of the cross fell across the manger. We cannot think of the babe without thinking of the Savior. And I hope that you just want to burst into song as we sing our last carol for this morning. Carol 100, O Come, All Ye Faithful. If anyone is so inclined, you're welcome to come back to our home for a cuppa and for a yarn. And if you're not sure where we live, we're happy to explain that to you. Let's close in prayer today. Dear Lord Jesus, we can only worship you, for you were full of grace and truth. You are the light that has lit our way. You are our Saviour, our King, our Shepherd King. You are everything to us, Lord. You have made all the difference to our lives, and we walk in knowledge of that. We bless you for your coming. We savour it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.